What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As long as number 17 is there, they're always going to have a chance to compete. And I think you've seen that this year. And it's been really fun to watch because it's a tight-knit group. This is guys that really enjoy being around each other. You can see it when they're on the field with each other. The way he spreads the ball around, the way that everybody gets involved. I love watching the clips of Mr. Brightside. I can't wait to see that. Just the guys dancing and enjoying each other. And even guys like Amari Cooper coming into this setting and being like, wow, this is what a real team feels like. Josh has done a great job and McDermott's done a great job of building that culture. And I completely agree. Every time you take the field with number 17 as your quarterback, you get a chance to win the game.
Ryan Fitzpatrick there. Will he be shirtless? More than likely. I like that. I don't know if it was on accident, by happenstance, but the music bump is This Disaster by Newfound Glory.
Kind of works.
It really fits.
Yeah. Because love Fitzpatrick and all, but... That was when I first started like paying attention to the Bills. Not a great time.
Yes.
Not a great time.
But I think that the music choice here, it fits a lot because of Buffalo's struggles within the divisional round. And that is where things are fascinating.
Fun fact, the Bills have not beaten a division winner in the postseason in the Josh Allen era.
And that is where I'm turning to about the song This Disaster.
Yeah.
They need to do that. Mm-hmm. They need to get a win against a team that has a similar accomplishment than them. They have yet to do it. They are, I don't want to say that they're like wild card merchants, but the problem here is that they've beat up on lower seeds. It's just the reality of
it. Yeah. And they beat the crap out of them 90% of the time.
But unfortunately, there's only so much you can do there. The only reason it's a difference is because Cincinnati's added to that total. And if they add Baltimore to that total, then it becomes a little bit of a fraudulence sort of mark. Instead, here you are with an opportunity to win this. If you win this, then it's suddenly, maybe Kansas City really was the problem. And the Cincinnati one is a one-off. That's what you're staring at.
Yeah.
If you win, suddenly the narrative flips on you a little bit. Okay, Kansas City might actually be the real problem here. Can we do something about that? I don't know where everything else happens with... again, you have to beat who's in front of you. Do not apologize for seeing the Broncos or the Patriots or the Dolphins.
No.
You never apologize for it.
Because you could have very well lost those games.
Could have stubbed your toe.
The Broncos defense, nothing to scoff at whatsoever.
Did a really good job because that game could have been worse.
Yeah.
They wrangled Buffalo in the red zone a couple times. And
quite a few times.
Difference between touchdowns there.
Yeah. Bo Nix, Cortland Sutton, deadly combo all season for a lot of teams. Like, if they actually had a day and the Bills defense gave up some stuff,
yeah,
you would have had a problem. So I wouldn't take Denver as lightly as the other two, I guess, like if I had to say.
But what I'm
know.
Saying in the end is you don't get to dictate who you play.
No.
But you just got to win.
It's like,
and that's how you change the narrative. Because if you beat Baltimore, it changes again. The narrative then turns into it's strictly Kansas City, that's your problem. And you look at the Bengals game and go, well, that was an emotional year. You had someone
suffer a devastating
cardiac event
moment.
Yeah.
That probably affected how you would play the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm. And that game too.
But other than that, you just keep losing to the damn Chiefs.
Yeah. The Bengals were not that season a good matchup for Buffalo at all, because before DeMar Hamlin's incident, they won the coin toss, elected to receive the kick, and marched right down and just took care of business. I knew that we were doomed in that one from the start.
Yeah, it did look like Cincinnati's offense was able to do whatever they wanted.
Yeah, and that continued.
But now when you look at the rest of it, though, it's Kansas City.
Yeah. It's the Chiefs.
It is the Chiefs. They are your problem child. You need an opportunity to get there. But what's in your way? Only one of the better teams in the conference that has
completely rounded itself out with
itself out and has created one of the biggest matchup problems that you're ever going to deal with.
Yeah. They're your kryptonite, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the Chiefs kind of count too, but the Ravens are literally bizarro. Like, they're your best matchup on paper.
We'll go to Dave in Florida here, back to the lines here. Dave, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. How you doing?
Thanks, guys, and thanks for being there today for all of us. The angst I got is incredible.
I hear you.
I'm still fans since back in the OJ days, and I had season passes from 88 to 96 and watched a lot of Bills teams. I'm a retired snowbird now. I'm up from Rochester. And this team is different. This team, other than Josh, no superstars, really. And not recognized superstars. And they've been playing different all season because nobody thought they'd be any good. Nobody thought we'd be where we are today. They're still downing us. They're still putting us down. They're still putting all our players down, no Pro Bowl, no MVP thing. Listen, nobody beats the Bills twice in a season. I want to just get that message out to everybody. Nobody. We got this game. They're going to come to play tomorrow, and they're going to kick some butt. And I'm excited for it, and we'll just see head up again. Now that we got all our guns blazing, and the defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator got their feet on the ground, and we're not a team that needs to win so bad like they did 14, and, you know, back then. So I'm excited, guys. I think it's going to be a great game for sure. But I've got very subtle confidence. We're going
to
do this.
All right. I like that, Dave. I appreciate the call.
Dave out here getting people to want to go through a brick wall with some of that right there.
Yeah, no. And part of it is this feeling that, you know, you shouldn't see the same game that you saw against the Ravens because there was a loss so uncommon to the team. They very rarely get their teeth kicked in. And yet here you are looking at that game and it's like, that actually happened. There's no way that happens again. Because they do not let it happen. That said, it was the last time that they lost by more than one score in a regular season game. The last time that they actually did it was in the divisional round at home against an AFC North team.
Yeah.
Cincinnati was a convincing loss.
That was bad.
And welcome to the other problem in the equation. What does it mean if you do lose like that? The context will matter. Because then it looks like you really are wild card merchants. And that's a story I hope we do not have to tell.
No.
That is a story where I hope it's one that I can avoid at all costs. Even if you lose close, then that's just, you got two teams that are just really good. And if you win, of course, then the story kind of changes on Baltimore a little bit. Because then you could start asking the same questions about them. Whoever loses this game, it really damages the narrative about that team. And neither you or I should care about that.
No. But you're 100% correct, because look at how the Ravens have performed in the playoffs in the Lamar Jackson era.
Like, if Buffalo loses, I hope you avoid any national talk shows for, like, a year.
Yeah. Because the preseason, this is all that's going to be talked about.
Yeah,
still.
It would be
stay
all
local,
it is.
Folks. Stay local. That's my suggestion.
If the Bills lose, stay local by all means and any means necessary.
Get tuned in here anytime.
Because it's not going to be nice. It's not. And it shouldn't be. Quite frankly. Like, yeah, they got to 13 wins when they weren't supposed to really be in this kind of conversation this year. And you lost in the same damn round that you always do. Who the hell cares? That would be the response, and quite frankly, that should be the response if they lose. I don't want to say that. I don't want to have any part of that conversation. But that will be the response, even locally. Nationally, it'll be more of like, oh, they're frauds. We'll never have to take them seriously ever. But here it would be,
yeah,
you still lost in the divisional round again.
You know what's a little interesting? I'm just scrolling through my Twitter here right now. I'm seeing this. Max Crosby is like weighing in on Bills Ravens.
Yeah.
On multiple media outlets.
Max Crosby's going in, and
I think he's trying to, you know, kiss the hand of Brandon Bean a little bit. Like, hey, bring me in next season. You got that cap space opening up. Let's build that defense up a little more. I wouldn't be opposed, but he's on. He has a feeling the Bills are going to beat the Ravens.
Either that, or he wants to get into a broadcast booth.
Yeah, honestly,
I don't know.
I think he'd be. I'd love him on the Bills, but I don't think he'd be a bad broadcaster. He's interesting.
I mean, eventually,
yeah. Well, eventually. He's still got a lot of playing time.
I was gonna
left,
say, there's definitely a why not both here.
Yeah.
So no, Max Crosby chiming in has been pretty interesting there.
Yeah.
One last time, we'll go to the phones here. Paul in Lancaster. Paul, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, you know, we're doing.
So, 52 years old, you know, watched the 4 Super Bowls back in the day. My wife and I are both Bills fans. My wife was at the Oilers comeback game, Frank Reich. Both went through the 16-year drought. What's changed? Dean, you know, McDermott, they changed the culture of this team. Got us out of the playoff drought within a year. We've all been enjoying playoff football since. Now we want more, right? And I guess the question is, why would this year be different? You know, and you guys mentioned the low expectations at the beginning of the season. And all the analysts are saying, oh, the Jets, Miami, you know, well, where is Aaron Rodgers now? And to me, that's the difference maker. We got number 17 is not only playing comfortable, he hasn't even peaked. He continues to improve season after season, and he elevates the players around him. You know, you got Aaron Rodgers just basically playing the blame game. And we got number 17 who says, I take it all on me, and I'm going to be the best version I can every game, and I'm going to lift up the guys around me. To me, the other big difference maker this season is we've got a healthy defense. You know, Vaughn has no excuse. We're over a year past his knee injury. He should be doing work out there. Milano is a warrior. Johnson is a warrior. That guy, he's been stepping in front of a moving bus week after week and gets up and takes more punishment. So last year, just, you know, brutal. But, you know, people complain about maybe Bass missing a field goal. But really, our defense was depleted last year. We were playing with second and third stringers. Kelsey was laughing at us as he was walking into the end zone. It's different this year. You know, and I think those are the two biggest reasons, in my opinion, is Josh is playing out of his mind. And he's got the confidence. He's got the swagger. He elevates his guys. And we've got a healthy defense that has a vendetta against the Ravens. They want payback, you know, because we were not at 100% when we played them. You know, we didn't have Shakir either when we played them earlier in the season. It's a different team. Feeling a lot of confidence going into this. I'm looking down the road to Detroit. I see a matchup with Detroit in the Super Bowl. That would be amazing. But that's all I have to say about it. Thanks, guys. Go Bills.
Paul, I appreciate the call. Thank you, man.
Go
man.
Bills.
That is a help, having that defense healthy. And we will be able to dive plenty more into that in hour number two.
Yes.
As we get things going here. Bills and Ravens tomorrow, 6:30. Pregame starts what time tomorrow, Joe?
10 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
In the morning?
In the morning.
Top of the morning.
Not top of the morning.
Middle of the morning.
You ever have regrets?
Sorry.
I think hearing one of those poor accents there made me regret asking him.
Mm.
But yes, it starts at 10 in the morning with us two here, actually, as a matter of fact,
yeah,
to get your pregame going. on a Bills game day, 10 a.m., we will start your coverage off.
Little caffeine jolt for you right off the start.
Oh, come on. We'll be the shot in the arm these people need or that they don't need.
I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to feel tomorrow.
I'm not the energy that Buffalo needs.
Yeah, right.
I'm the energy Buffalo deserves.
The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight.
But we'll keep things going here. We got to laugh at some other stuff, though.
Yeah. You got to keep some traditions.
Don't let playoff football eschew all traditions. The Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next here. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali, you're listening to Sports Talk Saturday right here on WGR.